Okay, today we come to 2 Chronicles, chapter 31. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. It says, when all this had ended, the Israelites who were there went out to the towns of Judah, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. They destroyed the high places and the altars throughout Judah and Benjamin, and in Ephraim and Manasseh. After they had destroyed all of them, the Israelites returned to their own towns and to their own property. And so the after this is at the end of the huge Passover celebration that we saw in the previous chapter. After that was over, the people went out and destroyed all statues that had been consecrated to the false gods Baal and Astarte. And so this is just right in line with their new zeal for the one true God. And it says in verse 2, Hezekiah assigned the priests and Levites to divisions, each of them according to their duties as priests or Levites, to offer burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, to minister, to give thanks, and to sing praises at the gates of the Lord's dwelling. The king contributed from his own possessions for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and for the burnt offerings on the Sabbath, new moons, and appointed feasts, as written in the law of the Lord. And so King Hezekiah gave thousands of animals to be used in service to God as sacrifices. So he truly was leading the way as not just the king, but the spiritual leader, in a sense, in the country. And it says in verse 4, he ordered the people living in Jerusalem to give the portion due the priests and Levites so they could devote themselves to the law of the Lord. So the Levites lived off the offerings of the people, which is the way God designed it to work. As soon as the order went out, verse 5 says, the Israelites generously gave the first fruits of their grain, new wine, oil, and honey, and all that the fields produced. They brought a great amount of tithe of everything. And the people were happy to give so that the ministers could keep ministering. You know, the Bible says, Jesus says, for where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. And you can tell their heart was with God because they were giving. 6. The men of Israel and Judah who lived in the towns of Judah also brought a tithe of their herds and flocks and a tithe of the holy things dedicated to the Lord their God, and they piled them in heaps. And so all the people gave offerings in abundance. Verse 7. They began doing this in the third month and finished in the seventh month. And actually, there were two harvests, one in the third month and the other in the seventh month. And the people brought in offerings from both harvests. Verse 8. When Hezekiah and his officials came and saw the heaps, they praised the Lord and blessed his people, Israel. Hezekiah first praised God for the great harvest, and then he blessed the people for bringing offerings from those harvests. Verse 9, Hezekiah asked the priests and Levites about the heaps, and Azariah, the chief priest from the family of Zadok, answered, since the people began to bring their contributions to the temple of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and plenty to spare, because the Lord has blessed his people, and this great amount is left over. The people had been generous to God, and as a result, God blessed them even more. And so now there was a situation where the priests are getting more and more offerings, and they have more than what they can use at this point. The people gave a lot, so God blessed a lot, and then the people gave even more, so God blessed more, and the priests, you know, were having, you know, more than enough to meet their needs. Verse 11. Hezekiah gave orders to prepare storerooms in the temple of the Lord, and this was done, and these storerooms would be for the storing of this grain. 12. Then they faithfully brought in the contributions, tithes, and dedicated gifts. Konaniah, the Levite, was in charge of these things, and his brother Shimei was next in rank. Konaniah must have been a very trustworthy person, because he was put in charge of all of these offerings that came into the temple, and his brother was his assistant. 13. Jehiel, Azariah, Nahath, Asahel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Eliel, Ismachiah, Mahath, and Benaniah were supervisors under Konaniah and Shimei his brother, by appointment of King Hezekiah, and Azariah the official in charge of the temple of God. Well, these men were in charge of distributing the grain to the different Levite families, and there were many of them, and this would have been a very big job, and to coordinate it, they would have to have very good administrative skills. And so, see how God gives men and women different gifts that are not only useful in the world, but they are also useful in the things of the Lord, whether it was the Old Testament Israelite religion or today in the church. Verse 14. Kor, son of Imah, the Levite, keeper of the east gate, was in charge of the freewill offerings given to God, distributing the contributions made to the Lord and also the consecrated gifts. And so the freewill offerings that are mentioned here, freewill offerings were voluntary. They were brought to the temple, and then the one in charge would divide the freewill offerings up and distribute it among all the worshipers. 15. Eden, Menahem, Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah assisted him faithfully in the towns of the priests, distributing to their fellow priests according to their divisions, old and young alike. And then it says in verse 16, in addition, they distributed to the males 3 years old and more, whose names were in the genealogical records, all who would enter the temple of the Lord to perform the daily duties of their various tasks according to their responsibilities and their divisions. And so all the Levites shared the offerings which came into the temple. 17. And they distributed to the priests enrolled by their families in the genealogical records, and likewise to the Levites 20 years old or more, according to their responsibilities and their divisions. They included all the little ones, the wives and the sons and the daughters of the whole community listed in these genealogical records, for they were faithful in consecrating themselves. The families of the Levites lived off the offerings as well. 19. As for the priests, the descendants of Aaron who lived on the farmlands around their towns or in any other towns, men were designated by name to distribute portions to every male among them and to all who were recorded in the genealogies of the Levites. And so not every Levite worked directly in the temple. Those Levites who had other duties, including farming, were also cared for, though, by the offerings. 20. This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God, in everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands. He sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. And so Hezekiah did things God's way. And he was a man who did good works to prove that his faith in God was genuine. And we'll pick it up in chapter 32 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.